Recently, we have witnessed very huge and extensive demonstrations against unjust politicians and unjust policies in several European countries and especially in France.
There were widespread riots in Paris on Saturday as around 75,000 yellow vest demonstrators across the country protested over fuel prices and the cost of living.
What do these demonstrators in European countries want? What do they demand? They are not demanding anything except justice.
Speaking at the G20 summit, the French President Emmanuel Macron said the culprits would be punished. He gave us a lecture, but he didn't offer anything concrete, says this woman. So for now, I'm on the streets for a peaceful demonstration. Tear gas, water cannons and stun grenades were used to combat the violence at the top of the Champs-Élysées. Around 300 people were arrested and 110 injured.
People in these countries are saying that the Western civilization has failed to provide them equality and a social life based on justice.
Fuel tax, which is now coming in, is the kind of straw that has broken the camel's back. It's the trigger for them. But if you ask any of them, they say that's not just the fuel tax, it's everything. It's the way we feel that we're crushed, our way of life has been crushed, the way we can't, as they say here, boucler les fins de mois, means sort of make ends meet at the end of the month.
All they demand is to live in a just society.
So it's that 50% of the population who feel that they're not taken into account, and who feel that their poverty, growing poverty, is not being listened to in Paris.
We need morality. We need a just society. It is our right to have trustworthy politicians.
Those guilty of this violence don't want change, he said. They don't want things to get better. They're traitors to the causes they pretend to serve, and they manipulate them.
I hope that people in different European countries can achieve what they are rightfully demanding and what any human being deserves.
And this is being a kind of social media kind of protest movement has formed in a very amorphous, formless way. There's no leader, there's no particular demand. They've come up here, word is they've got to go to the Arc de Triomphe, that's where they're going. But it's a completely different kind of protest from the ones we normally see in Paris, which are normally behind a banner of a union or a political party. This is just people.
We need justice in the economic system. We need justice in the social system. We need justice in the political system. We deserve to be treated fairly and equally. Politicians must observe justice in their treatments of the public. They must be honest in their policies. They must be transparent in their objectives. I hope that this very huge and extensive movement can result in bringing about justice in different aspects within the European society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the people in France, the people in Belgium, the people in all different parts in Europe who are standing up for their rights. May Allah protect them, and I hope that they can establish a new society based upon a system of equality and based on a moral social system. I ask Allah to give them strength and to support them and to give them success in their aims, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.